And what May did at the tail end of the play.
Runners down by contact. First down, New
York. He has him in the deep half of the field. Watch him turn his head and make a play on the ball. And once he does that, it ends up on his right cheek.
And he caught it behind him.
And it just stays there.
What a play.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Show. It's just like real radio. Welcome. I'm your host, one of your hosts, JV, alongside BPAC and AJ. You know them as proper names, Alvin Cadman and Brang Paxad. What's going on, fellas?
What up? What up?
There is no music that gives me goosebumps like the intro to our show. When I hear that music go, it's green lights all the way to work.
Woo! All right. So, what's going on today, this week? How's it hanging, fellas?
A little to the left.
I knew I was in trouble when I asked that.
I mean, normal, but...
All right.
The season is official. Our season is official.
Are we past? We're past now?
We are past the point of no return.
No refunds. The season's official. It's going to be, we're going to have a winner. We're going to have money paid out. Prop bets are going to be official.
Are you sure about that? Because I feel like we said week 7.
Oh, here we go. This guy.
No, we didn't say week 7.
No one said anything about week 7. You had your chance. You should have asked for yet another survey. It's been decided.
Bro, I did not know. I didn't know you got Kim and Kirk off the waivers.
That's another thing that happened this week. You should have been paying attention.
Yeah, I know. I just know, BPAC. I know you're going to put me on blast.
Let's get into that. Let's talk about the heist of the season that was this trade between you and me.
Well, first, you know, it may work out in my favor here with Kirk, even though I probably am going to lose. But it may have been another one of those AJ Beat Farm Live as we record this. But obviously, the folks at home would hear this the next day. But live, we would have had and could have had another AJ's Beat Farm.
I feel like this is going to be Christian Kirk's best game of the season against the Dallas no-name defense as Amari Cooper scores a meaningless touchdown for the Cowboys, but an important touchdown for the commissioner. And I'm probably like 5 minutes behind. He's probably like, yeah, man, they already scored that. So you didn't know that I'd picked them up last week?
Bro, I don't be paying attention to waivers.
Look, you lost Dak. You needed some star power. And I had someone to give to you. And you know what? 1 week doesn't define the trade. So let's let it play out through the end of the season.
BPAC then tells me that apparently everybody's talking about this trade. I'm like, who's no one's talking about it.
Where are these messages coming from, B?
He's like the trade analyzer.
No, I mean, you guys are grown adults, so it doesn't matter. We'll let you guys do whatever you got to do. I don't know. I have a different philosophy on doing like trades in this league. I think AJ went for the jugular on JV. I do things differently. Like, I think I've made the most trades in this league over the last couple of years.
That's true.
And I always do it, like, with a little bit of, you know, like, JV said, I throw it in the trade analyzer or trade charts, and I make sure that it's never a lopsided deal. So, like, whether I believe the guy is going to be better in the future weeks or if I'm getting rid of somebody at a high point, I always make sure that at the time when the trade goes down, it's even. I don't, like, I wouldn't have done, AJ, what you did when I got the notification that you guys made the trade and I needed to approve it. Yeah, I approved it. So there was no shenanigans with that. And I actually approved that pretty quick, if you guys noticed, like as soon as the trade went through, he got approved, and
transactions.
And then the floodgates opened.
So, for the listening audience, these were JV's exact words as we were, you know, initiating some of the discussions. It was Cam for Keenan, straight up, and he said, "Do you want to add some players to make this even for you?" And I'm sitting there, you know, having my, you know, post-dinner aperitif, getting, you know, starting to think about Wednesday night, you know, waiver claims. And I'm like, oh, it's on. And I couldn't throw Christian Kirk fast enough into that deal. And this guy's like, how about James White? How about Kenyon Drake? He's just tossing me, you know, backup running backs. And I said, well, all right, JV, you know, you want to play those games? Let's play some games.
Let's get nuts. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Let's get nuts. So we did. And, you know, you have Cam Newton, and, you know, good luck this season. You know, I will gladly take Keenan Allen, and we'll see you in the playoffs.
Brian,
when I mean you, not you, JV. I mean, I'll see others in the playoffs, but not you.
I'm not going to miss Keenan. I won't miss him.
You, dude, Cal Bears, homie. Oh, how dare you? Anyway, so fun trade. You know me. I don't go doing too many trades. So this was a big deal for me. So I appreciate it,
bro. I like to mix it up in the league. You know me. Sometimes, as I've said before, sometimes the moves you need to make are the ones you don't understand.
Baby said, I like the smell of napalm in the morning.
They're the least.
It smells like victory.
They're the least understood, those moves sometimes.
Do you remember that movie? Can you name the movie?
Oh, come on, man. That's Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
The thing I'm still puzzled by, JV, is Dak is still on your roster.
Well, that's the thing. He was going to get
JV.
He was going to get dropped.
JV, you also have Wentz, who had 33 points.
Bro, if you look at Wentz's production, honestly,
Carlos Wentz.
If you look at his production, though, like he was not having a good. I mean, he's averaging like in the low 20s, it looks
First
like.
First of
maybe.
All, I am looking at his production. so you can stop right there. He's had 3 weeks in a row of over 20 points and 1 week over 30 points.
Yeah, but he also had.
He's better than Big Ben, my quarterback. Bro.
B, he panicked. JV panicked.
Yeah.
And he thought he needed to make a splash. So, you know. And I was just happened to be.
Wasn't panicking. I was at home chilling, and then you said, "Let's do a deal." I'm like, "All right, let's shake it up. I'm down."
Well, shake it up, you did. But that probably wasn't even the most amazing thing that happened to my team this week. D. Henry, 200 yards rushing, the man child.
For the record, I have Derrick Henry in three other leagues.
Yeah,
I did well in those leagues also.
I have to imagine that 90 yarder in the fourth, man, that guy gets going. It's like a train.
AJ, he had over 200 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And two touchdowns.
Yes. Yeah, the game winner in OT.
Yeah, I saw the 52 receiving yards. And yet your score is only 114 points.
What did it, if you what? Read the, if you bro, read bro
that
bro, bro.
Was my line by the
yeah,
way
yeah
right. No, you took my
Trump line.
This is like when you step on someone else's joke,
bro. You took my Trump line and put it in your weekly forecast.
Wait, which line? Oh yeah. Getting out of what's the name of that?
Walter Reed.
Getting out of Walter Reed.
That is amazing, though. You have, I'm looking at, you have.
AJ scored 114 points and 40.
Bro, I won. Dang. I faced the lowest scoring team this week. I didn't need to step it up. I did enough.
Wow.
And Derrick Henry did enough.
You had 2 points by Evans.
Well, it doesn't help that Jones. Jason had, I was going 7-on-9. He had 2 gooses on his side.
Yeah.
He got his goose from
the tight end
of New England.
Gesicki.
I can't even pronounce their names.
Yeah, Gesicki.
Gesicki.
Yeah.
More like Gesicki.
Yeah.
You know, I did, before we get into the segments, I was curious. I did the power rankings this week, and our commissioner BPAC graciously makes some preview picks every week. I actually wanted to go back and see how he's been doing there, because this week, as we talked about, he unfortunately did not get the win against Moyne, but he called that. You know, he said, the train finally has to stop here. So I went back and took a look, and your record over the first 5 weeks, so not counting week six, you are 17-13, 57% correct percentage. That's not bad. That's not bad. You have not had a bad week. Your worst week is like 500. You get half of them right. So, you know,
half the time I get all of them right.
That's kind of like, you know, your math every week with the, you know, six people win this week and six people don't. But that's a pretty impressive clip. I mean, it's only getting better. You actually started out at 500, and you had 4-2 in week five. I have to look at what week six is, but y'all should click that subscribe button.
How did I do this week?
I got to look. I haven't actually had a chance to do it, but I'm sure you were no worse than your worst week. So I have Melian's going to get close to 60% now, which means hit the subscribe button and read the preview every Wednesday.
Smash it.
After you listen to this podcast on
Tuesday
night.
Actually, I can tell you, I picked Linda, she won. I picked Anselmo, he won. I picked Caleb, he won. I picked Moyne, he won. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
You picked me.
I picked you, you won. That's 5. I may have swept.
Oh,
did Nima
God.
Win? Did I pick Nima? Do you have the...
You did. You beat JV. You had a perfect week.
I swept it.
And just like that. Wow.
Almost perfect. I could have won.
23-13 record now. Wow, that really is going to jump you.
Wait, how long have you been tracking this?
Just this year. It's just this year, bro.
Oh, really? 23-13? There's that bit. Wow.
Now he's 64%.
Six times. Like, oh, I guess
two,
so. Six
he's
times
like two-thirds
six, yeah.
Right.
36.
So you definitely, you know, need to listen to Nostradamus over here.
Two-thirds, that's 66%. That's passing. That's it. Was that the same grade you got on the draft? No, I'm just saying. We were talking about draft grades last
JV is
week.
After the trade, he's emptying the clip. He is just
we were
going
talking
after
about, talking
everybody.
About draft grades.
You got some nerve, JV.
Y'all use my lines. Y'all be using my lines. Empty the clip is mine.
Hey, trademarked.
All right. Heavy is the hat.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, fellas. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
You have
that was me. Wasn't that from The Departed? I think that was The Departed.
I think that might have been. Two other interesting things to your picks. You've picked me 5 out of 6 weeks. and you have picked Jason 0. Those are the high and the lows in terms of who you've picked in this league. It says a little something.
Isn't Jason Owen whatever, or he just won last week? He beat you last week.
No, I lost to Ben last week. I beat Jason this week.
And then Jason beat me. So I think he's 3-2. Or no, I'm sorry.
He's 2-4.
No, he did beat me. Like, yeah. No, I'm playing Nima.
So this was the end of the undefeateds. We've got B at 5-1. Linda at 5-1. Jeez, you guys.
JV, it's not from The Departed, bro. It's Shakespearean. It's from Henry the Fourth.
Fifth.
Henry the Fourth.
JV, refine yourself, bro.
I gotta tell you though, I bet Nima was sweating a little bit in this tonight.
Oh, he was. Yeah. I have here. You want me to read you something?
I mean, if anything, that's a moral victory.
He goes. Going into it, here, hold on, Nima, I'm putting you on blast. So Nima says, I really B-packed it a fool this week with my wideouts. Because I guess he started the wrong wideouts. And he's like, all three of my bench guys outscored my starters. And then when Christian Kirk got that bomb, atomic bomb, he goes, oh boy, this isn't going as well as I hoped.
Drop the bomb on me, baby.
Bro, if you had started Carlos Wentz.
Drop the bomb on me.
You would have won.
I'll tell you what's a bomb. Aisha Curry's hairstyle. You guys see her?
No.
Her new pick?
What is she repping right now?
It's a game changer. It's a game changer.
Is this the pop culture segment?
Yeah, you guys need to Google Aisha Curry's new hairstyle.
Why don't we move into...
Well, look, let's jump into a couple of hot takes. It was a weird week, for sure. There were a lot of strange, low-scoring fantasy players. Like we said with AJ's team, his team scored 114, but 40 of it came from one player. So all other 8 players gave him a combined score of like 70, which is a clown convention. There were some blow-up dudes like Henry.
Bro, who won this week? Who won this week between you and me? All right. Yeah.
Well, bro, I think
scoreboard. I've got 5 wins. I could lose for a month and be better off than you guys.
You're ragging my team, and I won.
Check the record before you start talking with your 114 points.
Yeah.
Right. Julio had a big week. Justin Jefferson had a big week. Deshaun Watson had a big week. Those guys were all 40-point scorers, I believe, or close. Now, maybe they weren't quite 40, but they were very close. And so was Ryan Tannehill. He was the 5th one. So this week we had 5 players really close to breaking 40.
We had nobody last week. So we're back on the 40-point train again. We had a lot of gooses.
Well, I think that's lineup. We had Ryan's some negative injuries. Right, you got injuries, you got bye weeks.
You're starting to really get into it. Yeah, it's testing people's depth.
I mean, we saw on, was it Jason that you're playing, AJ? Jason had 2 players that posted donuts. You had Mike Evans, 2 points. You know, it's just kind of a... It's in that, you know, this is where I think GMs get tested.
Marvin Jones with 2 points. I'm on your team right now.
Yeah. You just, you know, you get tested.
I know you are.
You get people that, you know, this is where GMs get tested, I think. And this is where waivers and trades, you know, really, this is where the mental toughness of the GMs comes into play. Obviously not me. I mean, other GMs.
I think injuries are going to play a huge role, because the injuries not only, I mean, obviously affects that player, but affects the roster, because a lot of these guys you can't cut. And so you're holding on to players that are out for a couple weeks, and you can't make substitutions. I know that's what Nima's faced with. And actually, Nima's been doing pretty good, like winning this week. But, you know, you look at his roster and there's players that are on bye and then they get hurt. Mm-hmm. And you can't really, you can't easily make substitutions.
All right, shall we get into AJ's beat form? See what the beat is, the beat down. Shall we?
We shall.
All right, here it is.
People love beats.
Nobody likes beats.
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 All right, week six, AJ's beat farm. Oh, man, there was a lot going on. Had to watch the Monday games. There were two of them to see how things shook out. Wow, there's a couple of candidates. There are a couple honorable mentions here, but I think this week, man, this might be controversial. We'll have to talk about this a little bit later, but I'm going to have to put Jeremy on the beat farm list. And it really comes down to just kind of one decision, leaving 40 points from Deshaun Watson on your bench instead of Josh Allen, who only got him 19. And that would have been enough to put him over the line, even though Caleb had a good week with the Minnesota stack. I'm not sure why, you know, against the KCD, he would have started Allen, but you know, he's got his reasons and unfortunately that didn't really play out for him. So to me, that's the beat of the week. A couple of honorable mentions, Ben, you know, making it interesting with Kyler Murray on Monday night, Linda was sweating. And then JV, you know, honorable mention with Kirk and Beasley coming through on Monday night, but just not enough to overcome Nima, and also kind of the decision to start Cam over Carlos Wentz. So we'll put JV and Ben in the honorable mention, but Jeremy is your week six AJ's beat of the week.
Craziest thing I saw this week. If y'all know, that's the Amazing Stories. Did y'all hear that?
Amazing Stories.
That intro? Yeah, that's Amazing Stories back in the Spielberg executive produced TV show. Anyway, because this is amazing. The craziest thing I saw this week is amazing. I got here.
Amazing.
All right, I got three here. So the first one is the Rodgers game. Rodgers just stinking it up there. That was kind of crazy to me because he had not thrown any interceptions through 5 weeks. And then he goes and throws back-to-back interceptions in the two series that they were playing back. So that was number three. Number two is King Henry scoring a 94-yard touchdown and then doing the game-winning TD in overtime to win the game. So Henry is a stud. Of course, I drafted him last year because I knew he was going to be a stud. And then number one, it's probably the craziest interception we've seen this year. Maybe the craziest for the year.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
This was crazy.
I'm not sure if it's going to, you know, it's going to be up there in the craziest interceptions of all time. But at least for this year, no one's probably going to top this. But the Jets safety, Marcus May, essentially went up to get the football. And as he was coming down, somehow caught it on his butt and was able to secure it and get up and start running. When he intercepted Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think he may have been down by contact, but he essentially caught the ball on his butt and intercepted that. And that is the craziest thing I saw this week. What? Be packed in a fool. What? Be packed in a fool. What? Be packed in a fool. What? Don't steal his jokes.
All right. All right. What's up, everybody? Back for another week of Be Packed in a Fool. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. It's hard to say, guys. It's hard to say that fast.
It's a mouthful.
Smash that subscribe button. Anyways, all right, let's do this. I know you're waiting with bated breath to see who made Be Packed in a Fool. I've got, I'll just say this. There were a lot of entries this week. There were a lot of entries. You guys collectively just acted out.
Acting a fool.
I could have selected so much, but when it was all said and done, I narrowed it down to just two. Just two Be Packed in a Fool. Remember, this is the list you don't want to make. So if you made this list,
don't even.
That's on you guys. All right. Number two on the Be Packed in a Fool list is none other than B-Pack himself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa. That was a curveball.
Yeah. So, you guys, here's the deal. I got cute this week. I did not trust the process. I last minute, I brought in a backup running back, trying to swing for the fences. I benched my starting defense that I drafted. They had a huge week. Both of those moves backfired. I just didn't trust the process. I did not trust the process. Also, I knew Moyne's quarterback was on a bye, so I went out and picked up all the quarterbacks I could, thinking it would leave Moyne without many options. But sure enough, I did not pick up Tannehill, and that dude went off. It wouldn't have mattered anyways. The scoring wouldn't have made much of a difference with Julio playing. I was actually hopeful Sunday morning that Julio was going to be injured, that he wasn't going to play, but he played. Anyways, I got cute. I didn't trust the process, and therefore I got to throw myself into Be Packing a Fool. And the number one candidate for this week's Be Packed in a Fool, it actually goes to our website, CBS Fantasy Football website. You know, it's crazy. So we spent all this money and we have this website that has all of our history. It has all of our scoring system. Everything's in there. It's relatively easy to just refresh and start the league. We know how it works. We know the interface. We know how to like set rosters, change players, when waivers run. I mean, we're so familiar with it, but this website has turned kind of bootsy. It's not pushing the emails to our managers. You guys saw the email I wrote to CBS like help center. And it sounds like they know about it. So hopefully they'll make a change, you know, and it'll correct. I guess we'll find out this week when we post stuff, but CBS Fantasy Football, they made a Be Packed in a Fool this week,
man.
And that, my friends, is Be Packing a Fool.
Well, CBS, if you're listening to this, take heed that
slander. You better watch yourselves. Our message boards might turn to slander for your bootsy website.
So I just saw your scores here. Yeah, Buccaneers 23 points.
They were going against Green Bay. I mean, that's, you know what, that one actually, I was, that's just bad luck. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah,
the running back thing, I don't know.
You got to trust the process, man. You know, yeah. To be fair, what am I? Four guys got hurt from my team. They were like in and out of the lineup. But no, that's not who I am. I don't take anything away from others. So I got cute and I shouldn't have made some of those moves. And so, yeah, I'm a Be Packed in a Fool.
That commish email deserves honorable mention and the craziest thing I ever saw. I've seriously never seen a commissioner flat out slap around CBS like that. And they were so cordial in their reply. Under their breath, though, they were probably like, this guy.
I wonder if it was a real person that replied or it was an automated. It's probably a real person that got back to you.
Yeah. They're just not allowed to, you know, lash out back at you for, you know. But hey, man, I'd be angry too. This has been, you know, this has been all season. So,
yeah, I would. Yeah, I gotta say, like this, it seems like every year there's something, but this year in particular, especially with the emails and then apps.
You know,
The iPad
started on
app.
Draft night. Oh, yeah. Remember draft night? Mm-hmm. How bad draft night was. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny. So I'm sure you guys were all in other leagues, and I have two leagues that I play in that are on Yahoo. And Yahoo's format has constantly been like sending updates.
Yep.
They're sending like info, like, hey, there's some COVID stuff going on. Here's what we're doing. Here's how we're going to handle it. Here's how it's going to be going forward. It's been crickets from CBS. CBS, I don't even know if CBS knows that there's COVID games. And then,
But then I wouldn't have anything to do. I wouldn't have to have my article like right there on standby and asking you, hey, should we say something to the league about COVID?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The other sports sites seem to be handling it better. But I know what's coming. I know you guys, I know like Moines already said like, you know, should we think about leaving all these other people? So, you know, I think this whole season's weird. You know, with the COVID stuff, maybe there's servers. I don't know. I don't think we should leave. I think we should stay.
Well, the league should use their voice and vote when the survey comes time, you know, in the off season. Y'all should say something.
Is there going to be a survey? Is there?
There's always a survey, bro.
Off-season survey?
Always a survey. Actually, no, there probably won't be.
No.
Bro, we've got 15 years of stats.
Yeah.
Like logged in this website. If we go somewhere else, how am I going to look back? And you know what?
So, and
you know
revel. What
I love is when it pulls up the scoring preview and it says BPAC has beaten JV 9 out of the last.
Oh, the all-time series? Yeah.
Like some of those little things that they say, and they're like the record BPAC has beaten JV the last 5 matchups.
Yeah, I don't think you get that with Yahoo.
No, I don't think so either.
No, and now, I mean, the history is here.
Yeah, you would lose that if you went over there.
Well, I mean,
it's like that cell phone bill that you when you lock it in. I've been AT&T I still got rollover anytime.
Can't lose.
I'm not I'm not changing. They call. They're like, you know, you should change your plan. Partner, you better get off my phone. I ain't changing for nothing. Or Comcast, they're like, you know, triple play, partner. I got your triple play.
What was the hot or not again? That was for, was that for GMs, players?
We've been doing players, but I think B was considering GMs this week.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's throw some GMs to the fire. See who we're concerned about, our concerned level for some of these GMs.
Don't be concerned about me. I got things on lockdown.
All right, let's start with, here, how about this one? Let's start with the Bad Beats winner of the week. Let's go to Perkins. If you take a look at Perkins' roster, he's, I think, been overachieving with Mike Davis. I think that's going to come to an end soon whenever McCaffrey comes back. And it may not come to an end, but it's going to come to a slowdown. This is 2 weeks in a row that Josh Allen's been kind of exposed. I touched about it in the article. And, you know, his receivers aren't that impressive just on paper. What do you guys think? How concerned are we with Perkins?
I mean, he, you know, he lost to Caleb. So, I mean...
if that's not cause for alarm.
Enough said.
I mean, he lost to Kirk Cousins and Singletary and Hill. My word. So Jefferson on Caleb's team had a huge day. But I would say, you know, if I was Jeremy, I'd be concerned. I mean, I think you said it'd be Josh Allen. Is may have been exposed in Davis. He didn't even do that well this week. But when McCaffrey comes back, you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same. I, you know, the wide receiver core is a little bare. Let's see what happens over the next couple of weeks, moves or waivers. But as it stands, a little, yeah, very concerned.
I give him a 2. I'm sorry. I know you need a number there.
Oh, are we rating? Oh, yeah. 2, 3.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds about accurate. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Jason, Raider Nation. So, you know, I guess it's not quite fair just because of the injuries. I mean, you hate to see anybody with injuries, but he hasn't had Mike Thomas all season, essentially. And, you know, coming out of the draft, Jason's team seemed the weirdest, only because he drafted 2 kickers and 2 defenses, if you guys remember. So
you can never be too prepared.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Jason, I mean, or was that Ben? I thought it was Ben.
I don't remember.
I think it was Jason.
Okay. I think it might have been Jason.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone did. I think it was
Jason.
It was Jason.
Because he got the Niners D. So, yeah, I mean, he's got backups in not the most, you know, it's like his role players don't have as many backups as his kickers and defenses. So I don't know. What do you guys think? If you look at the roster top to bottom, how concerned should we be about Jason's team?
Same concerned around a 2 or 3. I mean, Lamar had a decent week this week, 30 points, but up to this point he hadn't. And now he's going to go on the bye next week. He's going to get Michael Thomas back, but now he's got to start Minshew Mania. But he's been, you know, as I mentioned in my power ranking column from last week, hit that subscribe button, lowest scoring team in the league, which is kind of surprising. That's not really his MO. But yeah, I think there's just a lot of things going, you know, kind of not going his way or not going against him this year. I'm probably a 2 or 3, pretty concerned.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing, 2 or 3. I'm concerned. I'd be concerned if I was him.
I'm going to go a little higher. I think it's more of a 5, 5.5, maybe 6. I'm not as concerned. I do think he needs to make some roster changes. He doesn't need to carry the couple defenses, but you know, he just had 3 players on a bye, so bye weeks are past him now. I do still believe in Lamar Jackson. I think he'll come back if, you know, can't guard Mike, starts to produce like a first round player supposed to. Mm-hmm. Cooper Kupp's better than this, 3 catches for 11 yards. No, I think the arrow is pointing up. I'm with you, Jay. I see you, buddy. I'm rolling with you. All right, let's move on. Next coach manager that's on the concerned or not is none other than Papa Cadman. Papa Cadman was high in AJ's power rankings, but if you take a look at this roster and a week where he only scored 94 points and lost to Ensamo, who had 108 points, I mean, this was the lowest scoring duo of the week, and they played each other. I guess Jason scored lower, but nonetheless. You know, you're looking at a team that started Adrian Peterson, Edelman. He was in our concerned or not category last week or the week before. He hasn't been doing much. Tyler Higbee's missing. He's on a milk carton somewhere. He started the Rams D that got lit up by the Niners. And he left Matt Ryan with 40 points on his bench.
Ooh, Matty Ice.
Yeah, so
against the vaunted Vikings defense.
And not to add embarrassment, but Papa scored 94 points, and that was with Anselmo's defense giving him 3 points.
Yes. Oh, no, not again.
Anselmo's D had -3.
Wait, I don't get that, though. Your dad decided to start Goff going against that Niners D, but didn't start Ryan going against the Vikings D, which has been pretty bad, mostly bad all season. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a head scratcher for me. I don't know. You know, he's coming off. He had, 28 points last week against Washington. He's had, you know, a couple other 30-point games. But, you know, Jared Goff. But I still would have started Matty Ice against that defense. I'm a five and a half kind of, you know. I think this may have been an aberration. The decisions this week were the decisions this week. He gets Kamara back. You know, losing Chubb, maybe, you know, are the Browns for real? We'll find out.
No.
They're for real losers.
Dude, Pittsburgh's tough. But yeah, the Browns are the Browns. Let's see when he gets Lockett and Ruggs and Kamara back and call the dogs on that one. This week is probably just, you know, chalk it up to a rough week. And, you know, I'm not concerned, but not like gravely concerned, but we'll see where he's at in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm not concerned with Papa's team. I think it looks good. I do think he needs to make some moves, maybe realign some of his players. Papa, give me a call, man. I see some players on this squad. Let's make some trades.
When is the trade deadline, by the way? What is that? Week 8? Week 9?
I'll take a look right now. You guys can talk.
I think it's coming up soon, right?
It's usually like mid-November.
Yeah. So we got...
November 10th.
Okay. So we got like three more weeks, probably. All right. You know, JV's always open for business. Maybe I can trade to get...
November 10th, yeah.
Keenan back.
Right when the... I think it's right after the new president gets announced.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for staying with us here on another episode of the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm JV.
I'm AJ.
I'm BPAC.
All right, and thank you for listening. And remember, we'll see you at the game.
Peace. And when